Welcome back. It's so good to see everyone. Hallelujah. We'll get started with the practice. I know maybe you all are reading Love and Rage. So this practice is really just coming out of the book, basically, in the practice section of the book. So you can, reference that later. As well. The audiobook is coming out in January too, just in case, the pandemic really disrupted all the production schedule for that. But we're happy to get it out in January, for folks. So the Seven Homecomings again, I won't talk a lot about it. You can read it in the book, but again, there's seven what I call seven sources of refuge. They're based upon the three traditional sources of refuge that we find in Buddhism, beginning with the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. And we say that we traditionally take refuge in these three jewels, we call them three jewels, as the support for our practice. And so in my personal practice, of course, being the kind of the innovation leader and influencer that I've been told I am, I think of more of it as being like a hip hop artist who just remixes popular pop music to make it even better. So I just kind of remix Dharma and I give it like a little bit of an edge, And so with the Seven Homecomings, I added four more, basically, sources of refuge. Which are ancestors and lineage, which is the first, the fourth, the fifth is earth, the sixth is silence, and the seventh is ourselves. The seventh refuge is the most important because our experiences, our bodies are the vehicle for liberation. So if we can't take refuge in ourselves, then it's going to really be hard to obtain freedom. And the first three homecomings, again, the Buddha, just meaning the teacher, the guide, Dharma, I interpret as wisdom texts, so any source or material that helps us to experience clarity. The third is Sangha, which I call community. So any community where we feel loved and where we're able to express love back to the community and so forth and so on. We imagine them calling these beings and these energies into the space around us, and they just begin to create what I call a circle of care that begins to hold us. And that's where we begin to experience. This is a benefactor practice. So a benefactor practice is really how do we rely on other sources, other stimuli to experience? How do we trigger this experience of care for ourselves through the vehicle, of relying on other beings, absorbing this energy. That's really been the main source of benefactor practice or loving kindness from the loving kindness tradition. That's been the main source of practice for me early on. And I was early on a student of Lama Dzogchen Krangtsé, who has really pioneered, I think, these practices around benefactors quite a bit. I was with him for years, even like when he was still testing this stuff out. It was like being on off Broadway, and now he's on Broadway now, with the teaching. So I'm really fortunate to have been, to have received these teachings early in my path, and I've been able to develop them into something that feels much more appropriate for me, So that's the seven homecomings. We're going to work with the energy through the homecomings. And again, this is going to help us to hold the brokenheartedness. It's going to help us over time to move through the brokenheartedness. I use this as a practice for everything, that I'm leading folks through, because it's such an important foundation and protection for me. When I'm doing really intense rituals and work like that, the Seven Homecomings are something that I rely on, as well. And I think that's it. So let's begin. as we begin moving into our practice. As we begin, I just always encourage folks to take care of yourself. If there's something that feels really hard to do, don't do it. Do something else, Offer your space, yourself spaciousness and choice as much as possible. Because this is the space drives the practice. It's hard to experience the energy of this practice if you don't have spaciousness to work with it. So we're never about contracting and shutting down. We're always about expanding and opening. That's how we reduce violence. That's how we get free. Okay? So just beginning, allowing your body to come into a position that feels appropriate for you, right? A position that helps us to hold the experiences of comfort and discomfort without getting distracted by either. So that means we have to adjust and move around, and maybe we have to keep adjusting through the practice, and that's fine. We can sit down or lie down or stand up, whatever is appropriate. And I encourage you to reflect on any intentions that you have for your practice. Like, why are you practicing this? Why are you practicing it? And the right answer isn't because Lama Rod is telling me to do so. So why do we practice in general? And that's your intention. Why do I practice? Why am I doing this practice? And secondly, we ask ourselves, who are we doing this practice for? Who are we doing this practice for? Who do we hope to benefit? So I invite you to turn your attention to your breath, noticing the in-breath and the out-breath, allowing the breath to slow down. So having a nice long inhale and slowing down and elongating the exhale. If you can, allowing the breath to take care of you. Allowing the breath to take care of you. Now I invite you to shift your attention down to your heart center. Imagining that you're beginning to breathe in and out of the heart center. Taking another step, and I invite you to begin to reflect on gratitude. Reflecting on all the ways that we're the recipients of seen and unseen acts of kindness and labor from countless beings intended for our deepest well-being and support. The ways in which we're dependent on the work and the love of others for our well-being. Allowing that energy of gratitude to ignite, to awaken within the heart center, in the heart chakra, actually. And alternatively, if you have a strong relation to a teacher or a devotion is your practice, you can also reflect on devotion, the devotion that you have for teachers or a teacher in particular, allowing that energy to also awaken within the heart center. And as you breathe deep into the heart center, imagining that the in-breath is really feeding into this awakening energy and allowing it to get stronger, to deepen, and to circulate through our experience. And as this energy of gratitude or devotion gets stronger, I wonder if you can allow yourself to essentially sit in this energy of gratitude or devotion and allow yourself to be held by this energy. What is it? What is the experience of being held by this energy? Now, shifting our attention and shifting our attention down to the seats, noticing the weight of the body, noticing the sensations of the body making contact with the seat, allowing your attention to gently be held by the sensation. And as this sensation holds your attention, I wonder if this sensation can also take care of you as well. What is it like to be cared for by this sensation, this anchor? So allowing our attention to drop even deeper, touching into the earth. So even though we may be on a floor that's several stories above the actual physical earth, the floor we're sitting on is still an expression of the physical earth, of the land. It's the same energy. So allowing our attention to touch into the earth, allowing the earth to touch us back. Experiencing the support of the land, the earth under us. Now we shift our attention back up to our heart centers. And this energy of gratitude that we've been cultivating and awakening within the heart center, begin to imagine that this energy begins to glow and radiate in the form of white light from the heart center. And this white light of gratitude begins to radiate into this whole space, into the space that we're practicing in, filling up the space with this energy, this white light of gratitude. And in doing so, our practice spaces become blessed and purified and cleansed, removing all negative energy from the space. Within the space, we will slowly begin to call our seven homecomings into the space. We begin by turning our attention to the first homecoming, and this is coming home to our ancestors. I'm sorry, this is coming home to our teachers, our guides, our mentors. Any being in our life who has been a teacher that we've gone to for advice and support or love. And it's going to be an actual person or a deity or a spirit or a saint or a Buddha or a Bodhisattva. But inviting those beings into the space and welcoming them, and imagining that they just begin to sit around you to begin to form the circle of care. And this is coming home to our teachers, guides, and mentors. Next, we turn our attention to the second homecoming, and this is coming home to our wisdom texts. And we begin to invite the energy of any material that has been a source of clarity or wisdom for us, including scriptures and books and ideas and philosophies, including also arts, performance, visual, dance, music, poetry, anything that's helped me to experience openness, clarity, deeper love, deeper compassion. I invite the energy of this material into the circle as well. And this is coming home to being held by wisdom texts. Now we turn our attention to our third homecoming. This is coming home to a community. So, reflecting on and calling into the space any community or group or space where we belong, where the group wants us to experience happiness and freedom from suffering. And in turn, this group allows us to love it in return, where we're able to express this deep wish for freedom and liberation back to the group as well. Invite those groups to come and sit with us in this space. And we also invite the aspiration. If we don't have communities like this in our lives, or if we're not a part of communities like this, that we invite the aspiration to one day be a part of a community where we experience love and are able to return love back. This is coming home to our communities. And now we turn our minds to our fourth homecoming. And the first part of this homecoming is inviting our ancestors into the space. And this is simply opening our hearts and minds to those ancestors who are trying to benefit us, who are trying to help us. Allowing only those ancestors to sit in this sacred circle with us. Then we turn our minds to the second part of the fourth homecoming, which is inviting our lineages into the space. So any continuum of people or communities that have allowed us to do the things that we love to do. So this can be our spiritual lineages, our lineages of great artists or activists, or those within a certain school of thought that you've deeply benefited from. So inviting those beings into the space as well. This is coming home to our ancestors and our lineages. And now we turn our minds to the fifth homecoming, and this is coming home to the earth. Again, acknowledging the earth under us, the land that we're living and practicing on. We maybe also acknowledge the ancestral indigenous names of the land that we're living and practicing on, as well as the indigenous peoples of the lands. Knowing that it is the energy of the living earth and land that supports our practice in this moment. This is coming home to the earth. And now we turn our attention to the sixth homecoming, and this is coming home to silence. So inviting the energy, the presence of silence into the space, and allowing silence to hold the space for us to deeply turn within ourselves. This is coming home to silence. And lastly, we turn our attention to the seventh homecoming. And the seventh homecoming is ourselves. So acknowledging our own experiences, our minds and our bodies, and allowing ourselves to show up, to be present within the middle of the sacred circle that we have called into the space to hold us. Remind ourselves that we are being held by our teachers and guides and our communities and our lineages and ancestors. Being reminded that we are being held by the earth, being tended to by the silence, and being deeply inspired by our wisdom texts. Slowly we begin to imagine that the circle of care begins to radiate the energy of care into the circle around us. And this energy of care can feel like whatever is appropriate for you. It can feel like love or compassion. It can feel like being seen and celebrated and validated. Maybe this energy that's being radiated into the space feels like that one time in your life where you really deeply experienced the transformative and liberatory quality and energy of true care, true love, true compassion. Maybe remembering that one experience and allowing that energy to fill the space around you. Slowly we can begin to imagine that this energy begins to slowly seep into our bodies. Slowly seeping into the skin, the bones and muscles, tissues, even to our bloodstream. We begin to slowly be saturated by this deep, profound energy of care. And maybe in our experience, we begin to identify our experience of brokenheartedness and how that manifests for us. We can begin to imagine that this brokenheartedness is being held and surrounded by this energy of care. Maybe we can even imagine our brokenheartedness dissolving into this energy of care. So slowly we'll begin transitioning out of the practice. We begin by shifting our attention back to the seat. Noticing again the weight of our bodies, and our bodies making contact with the seat. And we shift our attention again out into our circle of care. We thank our circle of care for their support, for their guidance, for their love. And we ask them to remain sources of refuge and care for us from now on. We slowly begin to imagine that they dissolve into white light, and that white light is absorbed into our heart centers. We turn our attention now back to the earth. We thank the earth for holding us and supporting us during this practice. We thank our seats for holding us as well during this practice. We thank our bodies for being a vehicle for this practice. We thank our breath for supporting us as well. We thank our minds for being the seed of enlightenment itself, for being awakened, actually, already. We dedicate the merit of this practice, the energy of this practice, to the benefit of all beings. May all beings experience freedom and liberation from all suffering. And we begin to come back into the space and beginning to awaken the body through just a few slow, gentle movements. Beginning to reawaken energy. We can move into a few deep cleansing breaths. Just exhaling everything that feels left over and stale and not needed out of the body. So. Thank you all so much for your practice.